You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
You know, the guy gets up in the morning, he brushes his teeth, and that's the biggest exercise he does. You know, he brushes his teeth, and he goes and eats breakfast, and he eats, you know, ham, eggs, and cheese. That's all clog material. Then he walks about 20 feet, gets in his car, and drives to the office, and he's mad as a son of a gun, because the guy in front of him is going to make a left turn, and he signaled right, and his son of a gun is going to look at this woman in back of me. She's blowing a horn. So while you're digesting your food, you're upset, you're miserable, and you want to get out of this thing, and you're in this traffic jam, and you got to go to work, you're late, you're going to be, and this guy's going to have an accident. Look at this guy, I got to sit here till these people look at the accident till I drive by. And I'll take a look myself while I'm driving by, and I'll take a look. Then you get to the office, you walk another 20, park the car, and then you walk another 20 feet to the elevator. You go up and you sit down, and you sit down, you walk another 20 feet, and you just sat down, and you sit down to lunch, and that's it. You get up from lunch, and maybe you want to go to the cafeteria? No, can they bring it to my desk? No, I'll eat it here. Yeah, whatever it is, you know, slap a sandwich together, whatever. And
or I'll eat it on the run.
Yeah, you know, or they eat it in the car. I've seen a lot of people. In the morning, they're heating up the coffee with the cigarette lighter. They got a cigarette going, and they got coffee, and they got a donut with sugar plopping all over themselves, and they're driving the car and on the phone at the same time with the radio going. Right? In traffic. And those are the ones who, you know, that. Why, doctor? I don't know. I can't understand. Why don't I feel good?
Making people feel good has been a constant passion throughout Sid Caesar's life as an entertainer. As described in his 2003 book, Caesar's Hours, he got his first laugh as an 11-year-old, positioning himself to play a saxophone solo on stage at a school assembly in Yonkers, New York. The spotlight's glare prevented him from seeing the sheet music, so he moved only to be followed by the blinding spotlight. He moved so many times that the audience began to chuckle, and the career of a great humorist was born. Sometimes, says Caesar, he laughs so hard that it hurts.
It's hard to describe because it's like having a tremendous workout or having a tremendous, somebody came and told you tremendous news that's very good for you or something very wonderful happened to you. And you get that feeling of exuberance, and you don't know what to do. And when you're laughing, you're letting it loose. You're exerting yourself. The muscles in your stomach are going. And there's a certain feeling inside your body that you feel good. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about everything around you. And you forget, you know, this entire anything that you can think of in the human equation, I don't care what it is, any kind of interaction is going on somewhere in this world today, right now. It's what you choose to focus in on. If you focus in on negative things, you're going to be negative. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice until you learn something. If you want to play the piano, it's going to take time to sit down and practice the scales every day, which are very, very monotonous and very, you know, over and over and over and over the same thing. But then, when you play a tune, and somebody looks at you, and you say, that's a good feeling, right?
So what is the skill that you're mastering in that regard?
Actually, what you're mastering is yourself. You're mastering yourself. If you can make yourself do things and then enjoy it. You know, I don't like getting up in the morning every morning at 6:45, but I do. I don't have to get up at 6:45, but I do. Because I know I'm going to feel better when it's all over. When I finish the walk, and I finish the workout, and I finish the swim. Take a good shower, you go in, you have a nice lunch. What's bad? My God, you feel like you can lick the world. Enjoyment is really appreciation. If you can appreciate something, you know, look at it and say, don't take it for granted. Life is not, you know, a lot of people take their health for granted. That's like throwing money down a sewer. Enjoy it. Don't throw it down the sewer. Life is too precious. You know, you talk to somebody who's been through a couple of things, they'll tell you, hey, don't take your life, you know, for granted. You're walking. When I couldn't walk, I used to look at other people and say, boy, look at that. They're walking. They don't even know they're walking. They don't appreciate it. Now when I walk, I say, look at this. I'm walking. I'm feeling no pain, no nothing, no numbness. My God, that's a miracle. That's wonderful. Wake up in the morning. You know, I used to have a saying, you know, if you wake up in the morning, you're not in pain and you're not bleeding, you're ahead of the game. Little did I know how true that is, boy. I mean, it's true. A lot of people wake up in the morning in pain, and they're bleeding, and this and that. And, you know, you wake up in the morning, hey, a little stretch, and you go out and you go for your walk. And don't take that for granted, boy.
Do you ever wonder why it is that you receive the gift of being able to make people smile and laugh and be happy?
No, I don't analyze myself that much. I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What for? You know, if you want to just analyze something, you take it down and you take all the wonderfulness out of it. The gift is a gift. Don't look at, you know, how much you pay for this. Where'd you get it? That's the worst thing to do there. Somebody gives you a gift. Gee, that's beautiful. Where'd you get it? How much does it cost? Did you get a rebate on it? Is it buy at a discount? What's the sense of the gift? Give me the gift back and I'll get the money and I'll give you the money. How about that? Would you like that better? You know, why give him a gift? Give him the check. How's that? There you are. Cash the check. Good for you. I'll see you later. It's no gift, right? A gift comes with it. It's the same thing as an offering of laughter. Accept it as a gift. It's supposed to be a gift. And when you can do it, don't try to analyze it. Don't try to, if I get fat, will I still be funny? If I get fatter, if I get skinny, will I feel fatter? Don't analyze yourself. You get lost too much in trying to analyze. Enjoy it for what it is. You know, I don't want to know the making. Why does tree get up? How does the olives come from the tree? Why does it, you know? Just eat the olives. It's very nice. Enjoy it. It's very good for you. Olive oil is the best thing. Don't want to know why the olive came out of the tree. I don't care. I don't want to know that. I mean, there's certain people who have to know that, but I don't have to.
Sid Caesar has said that before overcoming his addiction to pills and alcohol and his bouts of self-doubt and depression, living had become suffering. In his later years, adversity returned as he has faced various physical ailments. But the natural cycles of illness and recovery have yielded important insights he still retains.
You have to put in some time in life. That's when you start to appreciate it, because you've been through a couple of things. You've been through some, you know, somebody only gets well when they hit bottom, then they bounce back up. Well, you got to bounce. You got to be able to bounce. And if you keep yourself in good physical shape, you'll be able to bounce. And you can keep yourself in good mental shape by not tearing yourself down so many times and keep planning. And laughter is a great thing to take your mind off yourself. It's not all good, it's not all bad. But enjoy the good when it's here, boy. Appreciate it. That's why I say, a lot of times I'll be out and having dinner, and I'll say, and I'll look back at myself and see everybody at the table and enjoy myself enjoying myself. Hmm. Look at myself and enjoy it. Gee, remember they were laying in bed? And you had that pain and you were this and that. You didn't know if this was going to happen, if that was going to will me this and that. Now look at yourself. You're having a good time. You're with your family. You're having a wonderful meal. There's good conversation around. And I look down at that and I see myself. I enjoy myself enjoying myself.
That gets back to your days as a kid watching the horror movies and
right.
Seeing it through the camera's eyes.
Right. Same thing. Exactly. It's to being able to withdraw, not withdraw into yourself, but draw back and look at the whole picture. You know, when you sit, a lot of people, when they sit down to a table, they look at the food. Ah, there's the food. Take a look at the setting. Take a look at the napkins, how it's folded, how clean it is, how this, and how the silverware is placed, and the candles, if they're on, if there's an aroma of roses, if there's some flowers. Stop and smell the roses. Listen to the birds. It's not bad. It's all free. So if you want to do it, just take it in. Look at it. It's all there.
Sometimes the spiritual teachers talk about being a witness to one's life.
Yeah, sure. But you have to understand and be able to look back away from yourself and look at the whole picture. You know, this is not going to last forever. It's a dark period right now, but hey, We're going to get out. And the only way to do it is through laughter, through being up, through being positive. Positive thinking is not the wrong thing. It's the right thing. Because if you have a positive attitude, you've got a good chance for everything.
I guess my last question is, no doubt some of the people tuned in are struggling with depression. And I wonder if you would have some jokes for them now that might lighten their burden a little bit.
I don't have any jokes for them, but I have some advice for them. Es fällt von Augen gesperrt, wenn auf der Spielt und das lachte und gelacht wird und durch Spielt wird rein und gefallen sie auf und you will laugh. When I tell you to laugh, wird am der Schwell von rein von Augen und lachte ist lachte. It's if you want to laugh. That's all. It's up to you. Laughter and taking part in life, enjoying life, is up to you. Nobody else.
Comedian Sid Caesar at his home in Beverly Hills, California. You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.